Okay. So now let me just, for those who weren't here yesterday, just to keep you up to date, so you'll appreciate our discussion of today. There's a machlokas between the Marit and the Ritva. And here's the case. We'll call him Reuven. Reuven shechted an animal. And Shimon comes in and he says there was a bad shechita. So we would have said that what we have here is one aid against another aid, and the behemah b'chayah b'cheskas isra omedes. We don't have clear evidence to establish the kashrus of the shechita, so when in doubt, leave it out. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and we're going to see that this is based on the Marit, that shochet shehayed olav ein echad sheshochet shaloka ogen. So the shochet says it was a perfectly good shechita, and this guy Shimon says, no, I saw the shechita, it was a bad shechita. Is ein echad b'achosh alav klu? We throw out this aid, this Shimon, and the mechaber has no compunctions about eating from the meat. He says with regard to Shimon, he has a problem because in his mind, this meat is non-kosher meat, so he already comes on the Shavya Nafshi, but that's something else. But he goes on to say, which again we're going to have don't ask me about this, this is a whole other discussion, that Mikanu Lahaba, the aid, that means Shimon, could rely on the Shochet. Even though, again, according to his own testimony, the Shochet was pointing off Treifus over here. But that's an issue unto itself. But we want to focus now on the following issue. Why is it that you and I are allowed to eat from the Shechita? After all, it's one aid against another aid. So the answer is that Taz quotes the Marik. And the Marik implies the following principle. Kol makom shemina Torah li'ed echad arekan shnayim. When the Torah believes one aid, like in the case of Isurim, then the Torah upgrades the status of that aid to two witnesses. The Torah is not going to do that in favor of the aid haposel, who claims that it was shaloka ogen, but only in favor of the shochet. That has to do with the concept called biyado, that since the shochet is testifying about his own shechita, he's believed and the Torah believed him. And now we're going to say the Torah believes him as if he were two aiden. Dugma ledavar, where do we find such a case? The Gemara says in Yevamos that if an aid testifies on Misa Sabal, then even if another aid comes to contradict that aid, we don't believe the second aid. Why? Because ein dvar shalechet b'makom shnayim, and that's based on the fact that the first witness was believed kol makom shemina Torah li'ed echad arekan shnayim, as if he were two aiden. So that's the Marit.
Why the second one doesn't have the same status as that?
Oh, so the Torah believes only in one direction, to say Misa Sabal. You know, there are all sorts of indications that the husband is dead already, hasn't come back. He didn't tell his wife, I'm here. He didn't send a
telegram.
Not a FedEx. What's that thing called today? A Facebook? He didn't send
a Facebook message.
What's that other thing? Twitter? He didn't send a Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter.
Today, if you're in politics, you have to know what a Twitter is, right?
A tweet.
Oh, tweet is called?
Is what you send on Twitter.
On Twitter, okay. And so there's all sorts of indications. And then we have Isha Daiku Mitzvah, the fact that she relied on this witness and she got married. All this indicates that the Torah says, we'll believe that aid. And Kol Mokum Shemina L'Torah Eid Echad Harei Kan Shnayim. We're going to see another two cases where the Torah believes Eid Echad. That's in the case of Sota, where the Eid Echad testifies that that she had this adulterous relationship, so she doesn't drink the Meim Arorim. And then we're going to have a case of an Egla Rufa, where an Eid Echad says, I know who the Horeg was, who the Rotzeach was, and therefore the whole Pasha of Egla Rufa is suspended, and the Torah believes one Eid as if he were two Eid. So the Ritva says no. The Ritva says that only in a Dover Sheba Erva, or in something that's equivalent to a Dover Sheberva. So for example, we have Misa Sabal. Mm-hmm. Or for example, we have Sota, which is clearly a Dover Sheberva.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to say that in the case of Egla Rufa, we're dealing with Hilchas Rotzeach. So that's also got a status of capital punishment. So we need two Eidim. The Hechad Yavrinon, When do we say that we upgrade the status of 1A to that of 2A? Then, Kshat Torah, Himina Dafka Lishnayim. The Torah requires two. And now the Torah made an exception and says that one is believed as if he were two. So we upgrade him to the status of two. And then the second eight is not believed, he's one against two.
Right.
But in a case of Isurim, like for example, Shechita, we want to determine whether it's Nevela or not. So here, Eirechonem Isurim. So Eirechonem Nem Isurim, that's not Hemina Torah Le'echon Kekshnayim. The Torah is not setting him up as if he were two witnesses. We don't even need one witness. All we need is Eirechonem Nem Isurim. So just to summarize the Chiddush of the Rav yesterday, the Rav claims that there's one basic hakira here, and we have three nafkaminas, one of which is going to be this machlok between the Marik and the Ritva, and he's going to add two other nafkaminas. The question is, when the Torah says that Eid Echad is believed and he's given the status of two Eidim, how do we define that? Is it that he's believed b'toras Eidus? Or he's believed b'toras, what the Rav calls ne'amonis v'holchacha. Ne'amonis v'holchacha means that we have ample evidence here as if we had two witnesses. The first definition is no, that the Torah took one aid and upgraded it, that aid and his aid is the status of two witnesses. That's what it means, eid echad kishnayim.
Right.
The other way of saying it, no, we're not interested in Torah's aids. You can't make one aid into two aids. That magic I cannot accept. But rather, the Torah says that the evidence that weighs in with this one aid is so overwhelming that it's considered like, let's use the term, an umdana demuchach, if you follow what I mean. I'm just throwing out that term. I don't mean it, you know, don't catch me on it. But it means that there's absolute, what's the word I'm looking for?
Circumstantial evidence?
An absolutely convincing evidence. I'm looking for a word which I'm not finding. Anyway,
compelling.
Excellent. That's the word. That's the word I need. Thank you so much. I owe you for that. I owe you big time. Compelling evidence. So, how does the word Harekan Shnayim? Does Harekan Shnayim mean that just like the Torah relies on two Eidim, here the compelling evidence is like that of two Eidim, but they're two separate entities? It's not, heaven forbid, that one Eid is two Eidim. That doesn't make any sense at all. Or no, we're going to go even a step further. We're going to say that the Torah now, in these very rare cases where it believes one aid is giving that aid the status of two aidim,
yeah.
And we accept his testimony as if he were Torah's aidus.
Right.
And the Rav says there are three nafkaminas. One nafkamina is going to be the machlokas here between the Marik and the Ritva, as to whether or not Eid Echad Bakhasha in the case of Shechita and Isurim is considered Eid Echad Bakhash, meaning we don't accept the Eid. Why? Because if we're going to say like the Ritva, that Harekan Shnayim means that the Torah elevated him to a Torah's Eidus, that only makes sense, says the Ritva, in a case where the Torah required a Torah's Eidus. If the Torah requires Eidus, and Hochacha, and all sorts of compelling evidence would not be sufficient, then we're going to have to say that the aid is considered like Eidus. We're going to give him the status of two Eidim. But in the case of Isurim, says the Ritva, where the Torah didn't require Eidus to begin with, it's only a question of Hochacha, then we're not going to elevate him to the status of two Eidim, such that now one aid against two Eidim is not reliable. Masha'en kin Marik, the Marik understood that Harekan Shnayim means it has the weight of evidence and is compelling as if we had two Eidim, but we're not accepting this aid as what? As Eidus B'Toras Eidus, but rather it's only accepted B'Toras Hochacha. So the Rav says, now if you're accepting a B'Toras Hochacha, and the Torah says that we have reason to believe and is compelling evidence in one direction as opposed to the other direction, then we can apply the principle of Eid Echad B'Chosha Lav Klumhu, meaning that if the evidence, the chazokus and the hochachos and all that you have would indicate that his testimony is correct, that's something that we could apply to Isurim as well. And here's where the Rav mentions a terminology which is also, I think, in the Gemara Ksuvos called Rov Deus.
Yeah.
Rov Deus means that if we don't have Eidus, then we can go after the majority. In other words, if we have Rov Deos, then we, the Torah says, Achirav Lahat, so you can rely on the Rov. Now the Rov is an indicator that we have evidence evidence which cashes in. What's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, supports what?
Corroborates.
Okay. Anyway, so it means that there's evidence in favor of the Eid Echad. Yeah. Correct?
Yeah.
Oh, so let's say the case of Nisa Sabal. What we're going to say now, according to the Marik, is that the Torah's not saying that Nisa Sabal is like two Eidim. What the Torah is saying is that the compelling evidence here, you know, is weighs in. That was the phrase I wanted to use, right? That it weighs in. What word did you use?
Corroborate.
Corroborates. Okay, I like weighs in better if you don't mind. So it weighs in favor of the Eid Echad, right? Again, whatever your list of evidence is, and therefore Harei Kan Kishnayim. He's like in Hilchas evidence. He's like two Eidim, but it's not Eidim. And we could apply the same reasoning in the case of Isurim, that if the Torah believes one aid in Isurim to establish that this is a good Shechita, because in the case of the Shochet, since it's Biyado and he's testifying about his own Shechita, and therefore we believe him, the Torah gave credibility to the aid, then we have like Rov Deos. So when the second guy comes in, he's going against two who contradict him. They're Deos, they're not Aidus.
They're not Aidus.
And that's Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. And this is about Egla Rufa. In Egla Rufa, the Torah believes one aid who says that I recognize the Horeg. I can tell you who murdered this slain body that we found between two cities. And the Torah believes that one aid to completely undermine the whole process of Egla Rufa. We're not going to do the whole ritual of Arifas Egla because of that one aid. Says the Rambam, let me just make sure I get this, who says what? Says the Rambam, says the Rambam that this one aid has to be an aid kosher. If he's an aid apostle, like an Ish or an Evid or so, we don't say Arekan Shnayim, and the process of Egla Rufa will go on. We march on. And the Ravid says that the Rambam made a mistake here. He accuses him of a shibush, and he says, no, once the Torah accepted one aid, then even apostle is accepted.
Because it's not the Torah's aidus.
Excellent. So the Rav wanted to suggest that the Rambam holds like the Ritva. Again, the Rambam is before the Ritva, but the same svara, that when the Torah accepted one aid as two aidim, the Torah is saying that we accept that one aid the Torah's aidus. But the Rambam says, "Bamedvar Amur, when can we accept him and elevate him to the status of Torah Seidus? Only if he's a kosher." Whereas the Ravid is operating with the second definition, that Kol Mokum Shemina Torah Le'ed Echad means the Torah considers it like Rov Deos, it's just evidence. And therefore, if the Torah is saying that the evidence of one aid is sufficient, then we no longer are bound by the strictures of Hilchas Eidus, even if someone is possible, if we have every reason to believe that he's telling the truth, he can weigh in as evidence as well. So therefore, an Isha or an Eved would be believed to say that I recognize the Rotzach, and to undermine the... Now the Rav has a third Nafkimi.
Masla.
This, I think, is on page Mem Vav, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just see.
That's the first one here. This is Mem Vav. Because that's Mem Zayin. Yeah.
Just 1 second, give me proof. The right of it.
Raglayim Ledav.
Oh, so before we get to the next Nafkimina, let's just, I think we left this out there, so we ran out of time. But in the last paragraph in this essay, which starts with the words Venira Od, he now compares the Marik and the Ritva to the Ravid and the Rambam. And he says the following.
Yeah.
He's... Oh.
Yeah.
Just 1 second. No. Now just let me just summarize the previous presentation. So again, he says the Ravid, this is in the paragraph Ulam, the Ravid must hold like the Marik. Because otherwise, how can we say Arei Kan Shnayim in the case of an Eid Pasul? He can't say that an Eid Pasul has a Torah's Eidus. And that's the Rav's assumption. So it must be that the Ravid holds like the Marik, and Arei Kan Shnayim doesn't mean that it's a Torah's Eidus, but he calls it Rav Deos, which we identified as Halchachos, compelling evidence. And that could apply even in the case of Psuleimus. Now, he throws out a curveball. And he says the following. Again, the Marik Shita is that even in Isurim, we're going to apply the principle of Harekan Shnayim, so that Eidech HaBakosh Alav Klum, we're going to believe the Shochet against the second witness. Mm-hmm. And now the Rav wants to suggest the following. Even though in Isurim we don't require Eidus, because Nemanus is enough, Nemanus is a kind of hochacha, meaning we have evidence because we trust the fellow, but it's not Torah's Eidus. He says, nevertheless, you can upgrade, according to the Marik, Eidus, you can upgrade Nemanus to the level of Eidus. We're going to transform Nemanus into Eidus. And how do we do so? He says, if the aid has a Haggadah, just 1 second. He doesn't tell you. Okay, so you know what? I'm going to change the order for a second. The third Nafgemina. Let me give you the third Nafgemina. Again, we're back to the Chakira of Harei Kan Shnayim. Does Harei Kan Shnayim mean B'toras Eidus or B'toras
Rav Deos?
B'toras Nemanus, or we'll call it Hochacha. He calls it Rav Deos, fine. Nafkamina is going to be Amasla. Can this Eid Echad change his tune? If you're going to operate me Din Toras Eidus, what's going to be the answer? No, because Kevet Shehig and Shuvet Echozer Magi. But if you're operating me Din Hochacha, if we're convinced by the Amasla, so that's going to change the balance of evidence, and therefore we can accept his amas. Okay. So those are the three nafkaminas. Now, he throws, as I said, a curveball. But I would like to present it the way I would present it. Again, I wasn't at the shiur. Although I was tested by the Rav in Yehudeah, but I wasn't at any of the shiurim. That's a story unto itself, but we're not for now. So I didn't hear the shiur, but I'll tell you the way I would have guessed that the Rav would say it. A little bit different than whether it's written here. He wants to suggest that, according to Marik, the Eid Echad Nev Bisurin, even though it's only Nemanus, could be upgraded to the status of Eidus. So that's what it says here. I'm going to add my own flavor to it. There are two categories of Eid Echad Nev Bisurin. One is outside of Beis Din, and one is inside of Beis Din. For example, I think even in the Machaber here, does he mention? No, maybe it was the Beis Yosef. Just 1 second. Who remembers that we discussed? I think it was the Beis Yosef. Now it's flying out of my head, but. Back on page Mem Beis, didn't we discuss something about Beis Din? Oh yeah, I got it. The Tshuva Sarah. Okay, let me just read to you on page Mem Beis, which we did last week. The second paragraph on that page, the Tshuva Sarah, that Amasla only works, says the Ran, in Eid Echad, which is again, that's a sugya in the Sechta in the Sechta Ksubis, right, that she says Tmeani. And then she goes back and she says, I only said it for the following reason. And the Gemara says that she can now give it a masla. Says the Tshuva Saran, she can only give it a masla, quote, kol sheheid chutz lebeis din.
Yeah.
You see that? Yeah. On the second line.
Yeah.
So you see clearly from the Ran, now I'm not sure all the Rishonim agree with this, but the Ran's of the opinion that there are two categories of Eid Echad Nev Bisurin. Because she's saying Tmeani, that's Eirechim and Visurim. And the Ran is differentiating between whether she made that statement outside of Bezda, which is 99.9% of the cases, as opposed to a situation where she said it in front of a Bezda. And an Afkamini says whether a Maslow would be accepted. It means that according to the Ran, you could upgrade the status of Eirechim and Visurim to Kevat Shigit Shuveri Chazer Magid. Which is fascinating, because if she makes that statement in front of Bez, then it becomes a testimony with all the dinim of Haggadah.
Right.
If that be the case, then maybe if we put this into the Marik might be saying that, you know, the Ritva is right. Eirechid Evisurim cannot be considered like two Eidim. There's no Taurus Eidus over here. And therefore, you know, the Aloch of Ein Dvar Shel Echid B'makam Shnayim, That can't apply over here. We just have to weigh the evidence, and if there's one aid against another aid, we're really in a confused situation. Oh, but maybe the Marik argues against the Ritva in a case where the Eid Echad was made in front of Beis Din. And even though we don't require Eidus in front of Beis Din, right? We're not going to say that a woman has to go in front of Beis Din and say Tahor Ani, or a Shochet has to show up in front of a Beis Din and say I shechted this meat, etc., etc. But nevertheless, the Eid Echad Evisurim is nitfas in Eidus. It's nitfas in Haggadah Beis Din. It lends itself to Haggadah Beis Din. Oh, says the Marik, once the Eid Echad testifies in Beis Din, and we upgrade his nemanis to the status of Haggadah Eidus, and we saw the Ran that there's no Amasla, from that point and on, we're going to apply the principle of Areikan Shnayim, V'yein Dvar Shel Echad B'makom Shnayim. That would be a different twist in the Marik. Again, if my interpretation of the Marik would be correct, you can ask me a zillion and one questions, not the least of which is why the Marik didn't specify that the Eidus was in Beis Din. Okay, that's a question. Okay, now we're up to a sugya in Shavuos, and this is Rav Kivega. So we're now finishing up on Mem Vav, going on to Mem Zayin. For those who, I hope you all like to follow the text, and shkoyach to Yosef for taking the hassle off my head of photocopying, because okay, we're going to prove from a sugya in Yevamos, a sugya in Shavuos, based on Rav Kivega, that Eirechid Nem Bisurin, even in a case where, just one second, even in a case of a Davashe Be'erva, is only Nebaris and not Eidus. Again, let's just review the Ritva. The Ritva says that if we're outside of the realm of Isurim, we're in the realm, let's say, of a Darsha Be'erva, then and only then does the Torah say we accept the Eid Echad where the Torah believes the Eid Echad B'Torah's Eidus. What we're going to now prove, based on the Sugyan Shavuos, is that even in a case of Darsha Be'erva, we're accepting the Eid Echad B'Torah's Nemanis. That's our goal. And it's all based on the Rebbe Kivay. What's the case in Masechta Shavuos? A man was Tovea Eidus from a woman. Now, there's something called Shavuos Eidus, which means that the Tovea could impose a Shavua on this potential aid. And he's going to say, Mashbiani Aleichem Shetavo V'Toiduni, and this person has to accept that Shavua, whether they like it or not. And if they refuse to testify, and later on they admit that they had testimony, they have to bring a Shavuos Karbon, and that's the parasha of Shavuos Eidus. Now, what happens if you tovea someone for Eidus, and that person could not testify? For whatever reason, I'll give you a long list, they were disqualified for Eidus. Then the whole parasha of Shavuos Eidus goes down the tube. Because Shavuos Eidus means that I know that you know Eidus on my behalf, and that Eidus would be meaningful, would be valid. So it's only when the aid is potentially valid for Eidus, then there's a parasha of Shavuos Eidus. So the Mishnah says, as an outright rule, absolute, knowing no qualifications, that there's no Shavuos Eidus if you're Tovei an Isha. So Rav Kivegan has commented on the Mishnah, there in Shavuos asks the following question. He says that the Gemara talks about Shavuos Eidus even in a case of Eidecha B'Nisas Habal. What do I mean? We're talking about Dini Mominos in general, correct? So I know that you have testimony on my behalf that so-and-so owes me money. He was a lover, he was a mazik, or he was a shomer, whatever the case may be, I have testimony. And I know that you have testimony. So that's Shavuos Eidus. So the Gemara has a gevaldige chiddush, and that is that you could be tovea someone for Misa Sabal. I know that you have testimony on Misa Sabal. And you refuse to give me testimony, I could be mashbia you, and you'll be included in the parsha and the Chiv Karban of Shavuos Eidus. Why? Because you could testify on Misa Sabal. And the chiddush here is that not only is Misa Sabal considered like Didi Mominos, but moreover, you can even be tovel one witness, because one witness is believed in Shavuos Eidus. I'm sorry. One witness is believed in Misa Sabal. Fetra Bikivega, how could the Mishnah therefore say, Ein Shavuos Eidus no Heges Ben Noshim? I'll give you a Hecha Timtza, where an Isha should be included under on the Shavuos Eidus. Namely, if I'm Tovei an Isha for Eidus on Misa Sabal, which we said that even one Eid is believed. Correct? And one Eid is believed, even an Isha is believed in Misa Sabal. So Rav Kivega says, how do we understand the Mishnah? Hareaf Isha Nemenis Lahoy B'Misa Sabal, so why can't you be Tovea her, and she should be Chayav a Korban under the law of Shavuos Eidus? Hey, I mean, B'Masnisen, the Ein Shavuos Eidus, no Eges Bin Noshim, as a flat rule, here's Eichetim to a woman is Koshali Eidus, and she could have given an Eidus which is included in the Parashat Shavuos Eidus, namely Misa Sabal. Says Rav Kivega, it's an unbelievable piece of love to see Rav Kivega. Usually, you close your eyes, you read this Rav Kivega, you think you're reading Rav Chaim. Rav Kivega was before Rav Chaim, not by much, but maybe by, I don't know, maybe half a century, I don't know how long. Anyway, Rav Kivega says, look at whole Lagabi Shavuos Eidus Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vehu Eid, imagine Rav Kivega is being Mechadesh, a new drosha in a Pasuk. In order to justify a Mishnah. He has a diuk on a Mishnah, a kash on the Mishnah, and he comes back to a Pasuk and reinterprets the Pasuk in a new way. And what is this Pasuk Vehu Eid telling me? Says Rabbi Kivega, it's telling me that the Parashat Shavuos Eidus only applies when it's possible to consider that witness as a witness. Meaning he has the status of an Eid.
Vehu Eid is.
And Vahu Eid means we have to accept his testimony if he would only offer his testimony be Din Eidus. But if his word is only believed as an umdana, as some sort of compelling evidence, but that person, despite the evidence, nevertheless, the evidence that person generates is not considered Vahu Eid, then there's no inclusion in the parsha of Shavuos Eidus. Again, I get chills from this because it's an unbelievable chiddush. You know, you talk about koch chiddush to just reinterpret a parsha in the Torah with a diuk and a pasuk, so that you could justify a mishnah. And you live in the 18th century, 19th century. You know, like what happened for 3,300 years. You know? But this is Rabbi Kivega's chiddush. This is the plates, as we call it, Rabbi Kivega, that he says that a woman who's believed in Misa Sabal, that has the status of an umdana, and it's based on various elements of evidence. For example, Isha Daiku Mitzvah, but she doesn't have the status of what? Of an aid.
Yeah, but I
just give me 1 second here, so I don't lose the cheshvin. Sorry, I apologize. Masha Enke Beid Echad, since the Eid Echad is kosher, then we could say that he's included under the Hu Eid. Hoyel v'yachol it's tarif made acher, correct? He could be part of a cat of two witnesses, and therefore the din of Shavuos Eidus is included in him, and we could be mashbia him legabi misa sabal. If he doesn't come forward with that Eidus, then he's going to be chayav Shavuos Karban. And why? Because for who Eid? Because he is an Eid Yosef, you want to ask a question?
Yeah, I thought that Isha Daiko Mitzvah has to do with her in relationship to her husband. Not that she has evidence that my husband died.
No, it means the following. We have A plus B. We have the evidence that she brings in. Let's say there's an aid who saw the Misabal, together with the fact that she relies on that aid. And why does she rely on that aid? Because why didn't her husband send her a WhatsApp message?
Yeah, but now you're talking about her husband. But the case that you gave was that a woman has evidence about somebody else's husband.
Correct, but that
and
evidence,
a Daiko Mitzvah.
That evidence is so to speak, don't take me literally, but it's handed on a silver platter to her, the wife. So she's let's say I would testify, right? So I'm testifying on behalf of this woman that she can get married because I saw her husband dead, correct?
Right.
Now she goes ahead and relies on my Eidus. Then my Eidus, together with her reliance on my Eidus, creates an umduna.
Fine. But that's only an Isha legabe her status as an Eishasish concerning the death of her husband. It doesn't mean that a woman can come and say that I saw your husband die.
No, I think you're focused on how do we know this din. We're not going into the question of how we know this din. The din is a din. Let's accept it as axiomatic.
I accept the din as a din.
A person is believed as one aid to establish
right.
Misa Sabah. That Eidus could be understood in one of two ways. It could be understood as Eidus,
yeah.
Or it could be understood as a Hochacha.
Right.
And the Hochacha links up with the fact that the wife of this husband, the so-called dead husband, goes ahead and accepts the Eidus of that one Eid. That's the Hochacha. The Hochacha is built on a pyramid.
Even if that one Eid is a woman.
Oh, excellent. If you're talking about believing that aid is an aid, then it would have to be an aid kasha. If you're talking about believing that aid as a hochacha, which again is going to link up with Daiku Mitzvah, A plus B, you know, on the scale of hochachas, we now have two different hochachas that combine. So then you're not talking about Toras Eidus, you're talking about Toras hochacha, Toras umduna. Or what word does he use here? Yeah, he calls it an umduna, correct?
Yeah, umduna and umduna.
Lechora tzarech iun, I don't understand, Rabbi Kivege. The afal gav to be alma yeshle kosher toras aid. It's true that one aid, if he's a kosher, he can join up with another aid and he can produce aidus. Habemisa sabal lo tzarech elo umduna vilvad. What was the whole thrust of the Ritva? The Ritva was saying that in Isurim, like for example, the Shechita case,
yeah,
we don't need Taurus Eidus. All you need is Nemanus or Umdun, if you want to use that term. And therefore, we're not going to upgrade you to the status of Shnayim. In K, Mehechi Tesi Lomar, Sheyeshlo Taurus Eid. This, Rabbi Kivega, is completely antithetical to the Ritva. Because the Ritva says that you only upgrade the Eid to the status of Kishnayim when you need two Eidim. But in Misa Sabal, we don't need to aid them. And I'll prove it to you. Because if we needed to aid them, we would have to have an aid kosher. And the Torah believes even an aid possible for Misa Sabal. So we're talking about an area, shetach, you know, an area of halacha, where we don't require aidus. And yet, Rabbi Kivega says, for who aid? That in the parasha of Shavuos Aedus, in order to generate a chiyuv of Shavuos Aedus, we need someone whose Aedus
could be
Aedus. Meaning that we can upgrade his testimony to the status of two Aedim. But the Ritva says, we only do so when we need two Aedim. If it's an area in which the Torah believes two Aedim and only two Aedim, then we could say if the Torah believes so and so, it believes him as two Aedim, says the Ritva. And if when Isurim says the Ritva, with the Torah never required to aid them, then there's no din of Harekan Shnayim. Harekan Shnayim means when we need Aedus, and then we'll accept the Aedus as a Torah's Aedus. But in the case of Misa Sabal, there's no way, no how that you could say that we accept this aid the Torah's Aedus. That's impossible, because even an aid possible is believed. It must be the Torah's Holchacha and not the Torah's Aedus. And we get back to the Rambam that we spoke about in Egla Rufa, in Hilvas Otseah, where the Rambam says that if you want to upgrade his testimony to that of two Aedim, it's got to be an aid kosher. Well, I got news for you, Misa Sabal, we don't need an aid kosher. And we don't need an eid kosher, means we can rely on halacha and nemanus. And by the way, it makes absolutely sense, because at the end of the day, when we're talking about ish, we're talking about being matir olialma. If we have ample proof, I mean, this is what I don't have to tell you. After 9/11, you know, I think they were material, like, was it 10 or 11 agunos, you know, and it was all based on proof. I mean, you know, Beagle Eisen spoke to his wife on a cell phone from the 101st floor or whatever it is before he died. So, I mean, we don't have Avis unfortunately, we don't have his body, but I don't think. Maybe now they do, I don't know. But at least then they didn't. I don't think so. You know, in that kind of situation, I mean, you saw the flames. I mean, there's nothing much left over there, right? So the whole thrust is to be Mater and Eishes Ish. So, if you have ample evidence, you can do so. So, we're saying that in Mises Habal, you know, with all the A plus B equals C, we have ample evidence. But don't call that Eidus. And here, Rabbi Kivega says that the whole Parsha Shavuos Eidus only applies in Torah's Eidus. And that's why if you're Tovea Mashbiya Neidechon, he'll be Chayav Shavuos Karvan, because it comes under Eidus. Because for who aid, and this aid, had he been mitzuruf with another aid, he would have the din of aid, so we're going to upgrade him to this. But that doesn't make any sense, because since in Mises Habal we accept even apostle, then we must be operating with din el chacha, and basically it's no different than aidach and mitzurin. So this Rabbi Kivega, if you accept it, completely undermines the mitzvah, because here we have a situation of an area in which the halacha accepts hochacha, and yet Rabbi Kivega insists that we upgrade him to the status of two eidim. Otherwise, there's no who eid, and there would not be a shvus karbon. Let's see it inside. He says, "L'chorat tzarich iyan the afagad to be alma yeshli eid toras eidus." Yeah, when you say that you require eidus, you could say that an eidachud has a toras eidus, yeah. And that's the mitzvah's premise. But in Mises Habal, we have a problem here, because we don't need anything more than an umdana. In Cain, how do you know that this aid is considered like two aidim when he testifies on Mises Habal, so that he'd be included in the parasha of who aid of shvus karma? Ve'al karchach. Sarach Lomar de Haven, Rabbi Kiva Eger, to call Hecha Sheid Echad Kosher Meir. If this one aid is a kosher, Hare Nitfeses Hagadoso, Bitoras Eidus. You know, and I'm going to add my footnote here that if he testified in front of a Bezdin. So, for example, you know, there's a woman here, she's Nebuch an Aguna, and she shows up in Bezdin, and Bezdin's looking for a testimony high and low to establish that her husband died. And what happens? An eid echad comes in, he's a kosher. So you would say, well, that's only nemanus, because in Mises Habal, all we need is evidence, all we need is umdana. Uh-huh. Name. What we're going to say is that Nitfeses Hagadosa B'Torah Seidus, Rabbi Kivega says that we can upgrade only in the case of an eid kosher, mm-hmm. his testimony to the status of Eidus, even though all we need is what? We only need Al-Khach and Umdana. We don't need Eidus, but nevertheless, the Eid himself, because he's an Eid Kosher, can be received, can be accepted by Bezdin with this upgrade, and we give him the status of what? Of two Eidim. Mishum Hachi Shaper Shayach Din Shvus Eidus Afi Mashbi Eid Echav V'Misabal, as long as he's a Kosher. He says, but Kosher L'das HaRitva V'Ramba M'amai Lo Amrita Kol Mokum Shemita Gabi Eid Echav Hamei B'Surim. But after God to be certain, Sagi ben Amonis become a mistaber.
Sheim
eid kosher may be surin, at least in the case of an eid kosher, right? Because we're saying the whole yisod of Kivager is that even when you can get away with Amonis, nevertheless it's mitvas in eidus if you're an eid kosher, which means it lends itself to being upgraded. So we should say the same thing in isurim. Hare agadosu nitfesus b'toras eidus u'memela dino sheichashiv kishnayim. So Rabosai, I'm going to try to answer this question. And if I get it right, then I probably saw it, which I don't remember reading it, but or I heard it. If I get it wrong, then just don't fetish. Okay. What I would say is the following. The Ritva is right. And Rabbi Kivega is right. They're both right. And there's no steer. Because we're dealing with the Davar Shebe'er. In the case of Mises Habal, It's a davar shebe'erev. You can say that an eichud is nitfas in Torah's edus. We can upgrade it to two edim when, within the realm of testimony in that area, he could have the status of two edim because we have a davar shebe'erev. In davar shebe'erev, two edim have a status. We have a gzeir shava of. What does it say there? Al pishnayim edim davar davar mi mamon, right? So it tells me that just like in mamon, we need two edim, which is explicit in the Torah. Al pishnayim edim yakum. Is that in this week's parasha? I don't remember. Anyway, al pishnayim edim yakum davar, and we have a gezer shava of kiyum tabay ervas davar, which I think is in kitetsi. So we have davar davar, and if in erva we need two edim, so there is a Torah's two edim in erva. Then we could say that even in eid echad, who could be believed b'toras ne'manus when he testifies meis bailach, and it would be al chacha and an ubdana, but nevertheless we can upgrade him to the status of two edim with regard to davar shebe'er, because the davar shebe'er there is a toras edus. Masha'ekin in isurim, the Ritva is right, there is no such din as two edim in isurim, and therefore the echad remains just Nemanus and Edus, and we can't give him the status of two Edus. But let's see if he says it. V'nira d'shayni inyan misas abal she'ikro hu dover shebe'ervam itzara dino yinu tzrichim lozeh shnei Edim ela shemisibot studis ro chachomim. Okay, he introduces chachomim here. Okay, I'm not sure. I think this is a little sensitive of an issue here. I think he means that Chachamim established a doraisa halachia. What am I trying to bavar? And I don't think that we're talking about afkeinu rabbanu lekedushim minen. If you know what I mean, that's not what we're saying here. But the rabbanu made a takana that under certain circumstances, the Torah itself would recognize the eight as two witnesses. And let's go a step further. Let's talk about an isha. Right, she's an eight apostle. So what are we saying over here? We're not saying that she's like two witnesses, but we're saying that she has the nemanus, and we're going to rely on that nemanus. And that's called a hochacha and an umdana. But in the case where there's an eid echad and he's a kosher, then we could say that the chachamim gave that status of an eid echad equal status to shnei eidim. Ulefichach mistabishim eid echad kosher made bozeri nitfas eiduso v'toras hagoda kishnei eidim ki ikar adin aval visurim ashen ikar adin lo tzorach toras eidus alagak toras nemanis mistabishim afim eid echad kosher made lo nitfeses hagados. See, I would change one word over here. I think there's a mistake here. If you want to just make a correction here, aval visurim kevon. You see, it says af. Do you see the word sha'af?
Yeah.
When you say yeah, you're just saying yeah, or you found the word ka'af?
It's right here.
Yeah, when you say yeah, you know, it makes me feel good. Okay, so sha'af, cross out the word sha'af. Instead, you write the word mikevon. Mikevon should be called in lo tzorek toras edus, elagag toras nemonus, is therefore, even though he's in a kosher, nevertheless, ein hagadoso, Torah's Eid. So this leads us to page Memches. Do you have page Memches?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll for the Neder,
we'll talk Memches, Memches, and Nun.
Excellent. So B'li Neder, Memches we'll do tomorrow. I have to sharpen up my brain. Yeah. Whenever I get to Memches, I always have to sharpen up my brain.
Whoa.
All right.
Noach.
Very bad, very bad. So anyway, this is going to be about Sota, Egla Rufa, and Misa Sabal. Those are the three cases that the Rambam codifies the halacha of Kishnayim or Ekan Shnayim. One's in Hilchos Rotzeach, the other's in Hilchos Sota, and the third is in Hilchos Gerush.
Yeah.
I you know what, I'll open it up to you. Oh, I'm sorry. Where is it? Oh, shucks, I put it in the other room.